Hey. Hey. RP take off. You wanna see the three Migos and turn on your Vivo. The record of mayo. Cutting up cheese like I ate a bag of some Cheetos. Come on. They must forgot we the Migos. Afterthought Podcast. RIP take off. Figured I'd start the show paying homage to a legend going too soon. I'm the shit, can't find the fit. My neck is afraid, just rings and breasts. I retro the kicks, ain't giving no kiss, I'm giving a dick. You stand too long like you seen a ghost, so whip out your camera, take you a pic. So when you get home, get back on your phone, 2 men on the flick and look at the drip. She asked me to pay for the ass to get left. I told her I'm better off giving you a lift. Like I said, man, lost the good one too soon. RIP take off. Yeah, that's how we doing, man, on Afterthought Podcast. It's your man Joe Hill. Had to start off the show the right way, showing love to take off. I do believe they're having his going home services and celebration next week in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena where the Hawks play. So I know that's going to be dope. Showing love, man. Like I said, RIP Takeoff. That's my song, Avalanche. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to another fresh episode of the Afterthought Podcast. Your man, Joe Hill. And yeah, we back, man. I told you we would be right back. Wasn't going to be that long. Shout out to Tiff and JP. Like I said, they're going to be joining us soon. We just getting back into the groove. I'm here. And it's a lot going on right now. You know, weather's okay right now. Things is looking good. Thanksgiving is around the corner. I'm always excited for Thanksgiving. One, for the food. And it's always good to see family and things like that. And I always wondered with folks, what everybody else do for perspective. Like, are you cooking this year? Or are you one of those folks that, you know, like to go to somebody else's space and bring some food? Because that could be good either way. But I feel like this year we're going to be cooking at my house with the fam, and it's going to be dope. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, let us know what you do. Do you enjoy more going, or do you enjoy more staying home and cooking with the fam? Some people like to. I mean, the cleanup is probably the most detrimental part, because if you're doing it at your house, you know you got to clean up. You have help to clean up. So that's always interesting, man. I'm looking forward to it, because I guess that's the time of the year where you ain't got to stress a diet or nothing like that for them 4 days, from Thursday to Sunday. You know, that's pretty much your time to go in with all the fixings. I say Sunday because after Sunday, you should not be eating any more leftovers. That's Sunday following Thanksgiving. I better not see you taking Tupperwares in on Monday, because no. Some people freeze it, though, so I get that, but nah, I believe after Sunday, to me, it is over, and that is it. So, yeah, Thanksgiving is the time, too. People are flying. That's when the airlines is taking advantage of every dollar and every crumb, every, you know, I'm always flying, doing shows, and I notice the prices go up significantly around the holiday time. So, if you know you're traveling, get them tickets in advance. Stop playing. Use them points. Stay away from the standbys. I know Thanksgiving is also a good chance to give back, especially with the homeless, whether that's helping out at a shelter or just, you know, giving some clothing or warm clothing to the homeless is always good. Usually the holiday season is too. Thanksgiving and Christmas are great times to volunteer or find a way to give back. If you can't volunteer your time, you can always give back in other ways. You can donate and things like that, or you can raise funds or donate a portion or the proceeds of something during the holiday season to the less fortunate, especially with kids too. I'm big on that, and that's one thing I want to get back to is you know, putting together situations where we can, you know, donate to the local schools and things like that, because I'm sure there's a lot of kids and you know, families that don't have or are less fortunate during the holiday time. So that's something that I feel like as a culture we need to do way more of. I know out here in the Bay Area, the homeless is, I mean, if you from New York like I am, you know, we have homeless, but when you get out here, it's a whole different level to being homeless. It's a real thing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you want to be able to try to give back as much as you can. So that's that, man. I wanted to talk to y'all today about passions too. And you know, as we get older and move on in our lives, whether you're in a relationship with somebody, you have kids, it's important, you know, to always find time to do what you love, or keep room for that, you know, what you love to do. I know it's hard because life happens. You got to go to work, you know, you got kids, you got all types of things that are the priority. But I feel like to feel alive, to me, you got to always make time to do what you love, even if it's a little bit of time, you know. So that's important. And for my comics out there that be complaining about not having time, let me tell you something. When you have kids, it is a total different level. You complaining about stage time. I had a 2-year-old this morning complaining to me because he wanted me to get up and brush his face and his teeth. That's pressure right there. Like, I didn't want to get up. So, you know, there's levels to it when you have kids, man. But, you know, it's important always to, you know, find time and do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I got to get back into more writing. Yeah, I got some of that in the works. And I need to just find that space, create the time to be on some, like, sit down for like an hour and just write, regardless what's going on. Another thing I wanted to talk about too was, I know we didn't, you know, we talked about the Kyrie Irving situation, but there was also a situation with Brett Favre. I don't know if, you know, folks were aware that Brett Favre allegedly took $2.1 million in welfare funds to move it to his daughter's volleyball program at her school, which is crazy. You know, as much as we bashing Kyrie and situations like that, I'm trying to figure out why the media has not given that enough attention. Brett Favre, you know, is a GOAT. You know, he's, what, won a Super Bowl. He's in, you know, NFL Hall of Fame. He's got Wrangler jeans, commercial. You know, he's doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That right there, that was just like, sheesh. $2.1 million, and we not talking about that? God forbid there had been another athlete of another skin color. Man, they would have fried that man. $2.1, what was you doing with it? What was you spending it on? So, like, I don't know. I don't know. Stay tuned. More on that is developing. In other news, Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos, I heard, are on the verge of possibly buying the Washington Commanders. Those of you that don't even know what the Washington Commanders are, that is the Washington football team, and they are called the Commanders. I know the Commanders sounds weird, right? Out of all the names you could have possibly picked for this team, you're going to go with the damn Commanders? It doesn't sound better or far from the damn Redskins. It sounds like it's the Commanders of the Redskins. Like, but that's another. But that'll be cool, right? Thinking about it, Jay-Z, Jeff Bezos. I think it's a win-win situation. Two dudes. Obviously, Jeff Bezos being the owner and CEO of Amazon. Jay-Z having his ties to Roc Nation, Live Nation, and all that he has in general in business. I think that'll be a good look, and it'll be a great direction, I believe, for the franchise from a positive standpoint, from an economical standpoint. I think just adding the allure of it too, and I'm sure the halftime shows is going to be lit and at the nation's capital. So I think that's a big move for the culture, for the city of Washington. DC, and yeah, you know, the whole DMV area, it got to be a good look. So we'll see on that. I don't know if it's confirmed though, but I do know that it's definitely in the works. Sports was crazy last night. Shout out to the Ravens, got that dub last night. My guy Lamar Jackson, is it an interesting situation right now. You know, as you know, football is a, first of all, a very physical sport. And you want some sort of insurance in the event when if you get hurt. Now, Lamar Jackson does have an insurance policy taken out, but Lamar Jackson right now isn't signed at a contract right now. Or if he's under contract, the contract that he's on is going to be up. He's set to be a free agent. He hasn't re-signed the contract. Let me fix that. He hasn't re-signed a new contract. And that's something that, you know, you never really want to play too close to, you know, playing without that insurance behind you of a new contract. But so far, Lamar Jackson is balling right now. And I am hoping that, you know, they give him something down the lines of what they gave Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson got 240 guaranteed and hadn't played for a year and had 21 allegations that he was up against. So I believe with all that Lamar Jackson does, and especially right now, if you watched him play, they have nobody to throw to right now except for DuVernay. And it's looking sad. So the fact that he's asked to carry the ship right now in the city of Baltimore, I think he is doing them an amazing service right now, and the Baltimore Ravens are looking good. So I just want to shout them out because I was definitely watching the game. In other news, the Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, comes out in theaters this weekend. I'm excited about that. One, RIP Chadwick Boseman. Two, I'm excited for them to push the franchise forward and, you know, show love to that franchise. And you know, why not have it? A lot of questions, like who's going to take the throne, you know, who's the villain going to be. It's a lot of unanswered questions for me, but I'm excited for the culture to be able to get back to that. And I'm actually going to go to the movies. The movies have been a lost art in the last 2.5 years. I know I used to go to the movies with my oldest son, Isaiah. I mean, he's 13 now, and that's one of the things I believe that we enjoyed the most is going to the matinees. And, you know, I'm from the hood. You know, we get the snacks. You know what I'm saying? Of all sorts, you know what I'm saying, and we bring those in the bag. So, I am excited to go see that in the movie theater next week to give it the due justice that it needs on the big screen. I don't want to watch it on the streaming service. I don't want to watch it on my phone. I want to watch that one in the movie theater. So, show love for those that, you know, watched the first Black Panther, which was dope. I'm sure, and you definitely want to take the time out to go enjoy this film. So look out for that Black Panther 2 coming out in theaters this weekend, November 11th. So yeah, that is that. And you know, just to transition a little bit, you know, as a comic, you know, I was having a talk with one of my brothers, and we were talking about merch, and you know, a lot of people, you know, don't really get the breakdown of why it's so important, of why we have merch and why it's important to sell merch, because this is our livelihood. You know, and when, you know, for those, you know, merch is like t-shirts, memorabilia, anything tangible that you can create or make signature of you or an extension of you that folks can take home and, you know, whatever it is, shot glasses, whatever. I'm big on that. You know, I just revamped mine and we got some cool t-shirts. So if you want to get yourself one of my comedy come up t-shirts, we have them in black and white. Shameless merch plug. But yeah, go to my website or hit me up directly. But no, as a comic, you know, we get paid whatever the fee is to perform. And, I was on the road in Oregon and I just realized how important it is, being that it was a casino show, and why it's so important to bring some sort of merch to sell, because you know that's where you're really making your profit 100% is at the show, you know. And of course it does take money to get merch, and that's why it's important to invest in your career to build your merch catalog or memorabilia, like they say. But yeah, if you pay attention to some of the greats too, they you know, they're selling all types of stuff: posters, stickers, download cards, you know what I'm saying, hats, you know, hoodies, t-shirts, you know, you name it. You know, but then I think it's also good to be creative and find other ways to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, something that is an extension of you. So any comics out there listening, get your merch up. If you are doing the show, period, I don't care if you're hosting, opening, featuring, or headlining, you need to have something consistently at your shows for your folks to support. And that's where you will make extra profit long term. So, yeah, don't be afraid to be creative out there. Merch is key. Merch is key. Yeah, man. So, you know, that's what it is. Shout out to the ladies one time. I always like to shout y'all out. No particular reason. Because it is a particular reason. Y'all an amazing food shoppers. I swear, you know, some of y'all go in there with your meals planned out. Some of y'all go in there with your coupons cut out. Y'all be on point. You know what I'm saying? Especially with inflation. You know, everything right now is prices is going up. So, fellas, we need to be paying more attention because we don't have a goddamn plan when we go to the store. am I wrong, fellas? We don't have a plan. We go in there with the shopping cart. You know, we go up and down every aisle. You know, we don't have a list. We just knock whatever the hell we need into that cart. That's just how we think. That's how we're wired, you know. And then we wonder why when we get to the gate, when we get to the counter, the bill comes up. What is it? $976. Like, why is the honey $39 for? Like, you should have made a list. And don't go to the supermarket when you're hungry, because, boy, you will run it up off the potential of food and what you want to eat, man. So, yeah, man. Prices is going up, man. I was in the supermarket the other day, and a dozen eggs cost $13.99. I was like, $13.99? I know, right? I know. That's crazy. It's just wild. For a dozen. Not two dozen. A dozen. I called the kid over, little attendant. I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, why are these eggs $13.99 for a dozen? And he looked at me and he said something that, you know, that didn't really resonate. But when he said it, it threw me off. He was like, oh, well, you know, inflation. And I'm like, so I was in here 2 days ago getting some up shit. Like, why is the egg $13.99? And then he looked at what the type of eggs I had. He looked at me and he goes, oh, those eggs right there, those are cage-free eggs. And I'm like, cage-free? I'm like, well, if that's the case, can you give me any eggs back there that been to prison? is there any eggs back there that you know, you know what I'm saying, that did some time? Can I get some gangsta eggs? Because I don't need these eggs that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like $12.99, shoot, man. It's bad enough gas prices is going up, right? Am I lying? Gas prices is crazy, man. I start looking up how much a horse and carriage would cost, because this is getting out of hand. You know, so yeah, man, it's about, I'm gonna be honest. I think we're moving towards a society where you're gonna have to start growing your own stuff, and you're gonna start having to, you know, eat off your own land and get you a bunch of chickens and a couple turkeys, and have Thanksgiving all year round. So that's what I feel like we're going as a country anyway. So, yeah, man, because this is getting out of hand. I'm about to go just get me a couple of cows and a couple of pigs, a couple of Charlotte's Webs, you know what I'm saying? And get this popping. So, yeah, man, that's really what it is, man. The times are changing. Back on the road next week. New Orleans, Louisiana, that's right. Joe Hill live from the Comedy House in New Orleans. I'll be headlining four shows down there in New Orleans, right down there in the French Quarters. It's a newer club for those that aren't new to the scene or didn't even know that. The Comedy House, shout out to Tammy and shout out to Chris. And I'm going to be down there. I got my guy F. William Samuel. I got host Amy Collins, who's a native of New Orleans. My guy Taj Washington featuring for me. And you know, maybe some other surprise guests stopping through. So, yeah, I'm going to be there for shows, two nights, November 18th and the 19th. That's Friday and Saturday. I am looking forward to that. Just being in New Orleans in general and getting away. I'm trying to get on the water and get on somebody's boat with somebody's cigar and somebody's Taylorport wine, if you know what I mean. So I am looking forward to that. After that, you know, we got Thanksgiving. I'm back on the road at the first week of December. I'm in Rochester, Minnesota. That's right. I'm at the Goonies Comedy Club headlining two shows, December 2nd and December 3rd at Goonies Comedy Club in Rochester, Minnesota. And then I'm out here back in the Bay Area, actually in Campbell, California, with my guy Jason Toops at the Prune Yard Cinemas, basically headlining four shows inside a movie theater. Those that know that I got my comedy special I shot there earlier this April. And it's a dope movie theater, holds about 150, and it's a great city to do comedy. And yeah, my guy Jason runs a dope production, so I'm excited for that. And yeah, we got some other things coming, but stay tuned. Shout out to my homies JP and Tiff Tonto. They will be back joining us real soon. Yeah, man, let us know how you like the show. We're coming back. The Afterthought Podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on social media, Twitter, TikTok, IG. Follow me too. Y'all know where to find me. This is Joe Hill on everything. This is Joe Hill. My website, www.thisisjoehill.com. The tour is moving. Looking forward to getting back on the road and starting the year off as well. Everything is good. So let's stay consistent. Let's continue to show love because it costs nothing. Continue to be great and inspire someone. All right. That's the Afterthought Podcast. We'll kick it with y'all in a minute. Until next time. Peace.